Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, November 5th, 2014. Palestinian man killed in Jerusalem after he hit Israeli police officers with his car, killing one of them, and another man killed in an accident with a settler. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A Palestinian man was shot and killed by Israeli police on Wednesday in East Jerusalem after he attacked police officers with his car. A police officer was killed in the attack. Initial reports indicate that the driver first rammed a number of Israeli security officers while waiting at a crosswalk, then continued to train station and rammed a number of cars in the street. The Palestinian driver has been identified as Ibrahim Al-Akari, 38, from the Shu'afat refugee camp in Jerusalem. The Hamas movement officially claimed responsibility for the attack and said that Ibrahim Al-Akari is one of its members and that he carried out the attack in retaliation to Israel's ongoing violations against the Palestinian people and the constant attacks targeting the Al-Aqsa Mosque and Jerusalem. Earlier on Wednesday morning, Israeli radicals and troops invaded the Al-Aqsa Mosque and attacked people inside with tear gas. Many Palestinians were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Such attacks by radical Israelis are happening every day since a week now. On Wednesday at dawn, Israeli soldiers invaded various villages and neighborhoods in occupied East Jerusalem and Abu Dis nearby town, broke into and ransacked dozens of homes and kidnapped at least 17 Palestinians. In other news, a Palestinian man and an Israeli settler were killed on Wednesday evening due to a car accident at a settler's road near the northern West Bank city of Nablus. According to witnesses, the settler car went out of control and hit the Palestinian car on the other side of the road. Two more Palestinians were injured in the attack and were moved to a hospital in Jerusalem for treatment, local sources reported. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Wednesday, November 5th, 2014, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.